Let's go to Brian Finn for the business news.
Mary, thank you. The first 242 plated cars rolled off forecourts yesterday. It comes after a relatively decent first half for car sales, but electric vehicle sales are struggling to regain momentum. Emma Mitchell, Operations Director with the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, or SIMI, is standing by. Overall, the numbers were up slightly in the first half, Emma, but the buying looks to have been very much concentrated in the earlier part of that period. Is that fairly typical since the split registration came into effect?
Good morning, Brian. Yes, I suppose that's always been a very typical pattern, that you'd have a very strong first quarter, particularly when we had only one reg plate. And then when we split the year from January to July, typically you see the biggest peak, obviously, at the start of the year. And then there's always a peak then again in July too.
So how did the first half look?
So the first half, overall, the new car market, there was almost 79,000 new models sold. Now, as you said, June was a little bit softer than the previous year, but year to date, we're pretty much tracking 2003. It's slightly up. The market overall is up 1.7%. So pretty much similar to last year.
Let's take a look at the electric or the EV sector. The reduced grant came into effect this time last year, so there might have been a bit of a rush in the first half of 2023, which might have inflated the numbers a little bit then, but a 25% fall in EV sales in the first half of this year, it's fairly alarming, is it?
Well, it's certainly something that we're all keeping an eye on. I think particularly 2023 was quite a strong year for electric vehicles, and you know, we were actually above the overall average for Europe. So there has been an adjustment to the market. And, you know, obviously down 25% is obviously hugely disappointing. And it would underline the importance for the support, the government support to continue this transition. But look, I suppose overall, when you look at it, there's over 90 new BEV models currently for sale. If you include plug-ins, that goes to nearly 150 new models for sale. We're in a completely different stage of the new buying market as well. You know, we're moving out of the early adopter stage and moving into an early majority stage. The early adopters benefited from a €5,000 grant, low BIK, a toll incentive. The early majority, those customers tend to be a little bit more difficult to win over with new technology, and the basket of incentives have reduced. So it's almost twofold. And I suppose particularly BIK, that benefit is starting to run out.
And as more electric cars come on stream, they're getting cheaper, but that's had an effect on the second-hand market, of course, because the price is falling. Is there any sign of a floor forming underneath those second-hand prices?
I suppose with the used car market, it is a very immature market at the moment. I think there's about 12,000 vehicles that are over 3 years old that are fully electric. So, you know, it is only starting to establish itself. And, you know, the UK would have a similar situation with the used car market. We are hearing from dealers, though, once they get used to retailing these vehicles, they are selling well. There are plenty of financial products out there that can help too. And, you know, this is a new technology for a brand new customer as well, the customer that's in the used car market. So I suppose the main thing is, even call into a dealership and try one. You don't necessarily have to commit to buy, but just get used to it. You know, it's a great driving experience. So, but yeah, that used car market has to establish itself more.
Emma Mitchell, Operations Director with SIMI. Thank you very much indeed.